This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Representative Diane Black, who chairs the congressional investigation into illegal human specimen marketing, says the lame duck actions of President Obama will not stand for long. Without legislation and violating the clear intent of Congress, President Barack Obama switched on a new rule that will, for a few weeks, compel states to send family planning Title X dollars to Planned Parenthood, regardless of state investigations into behavior of the giant abortion concern. Majority House leaders are also saying that Obamacare is not long for this world. The Heritage Foundation says Obamacare does not deserve the accolades given the program. Between inflated survey numbers, the impacts on private insurers, and drastic slowdowns in coverage, Heritage says that understanding the coming reforms will take some study of the current situation. This is Life News Radio. It is always time to pray. Perhaps we should pray not so much because we feel threatened by bad news, but because we wish to love God and see Him respond in His love and glory. Now, when some things might look just a little better, is not the time to grow lazy. It is the time to pray now, more than ever. Let's pray for a culture of life. The big D.C. March for Life is January 27th. Organizers are drawing on the words of J.R.R. Tolkien to convey the power of one person to change the future of abortion in the U.S. And an abortion-friendly study from UC San Francisco is using essentially recycled data to say that women are psychologically harmed by having more information in their health care when it comes to abortion, and not harmed by abortion. Long-established data show severe post-abortion problems. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.